How'd you do? How'd you do?
Well, I don't think they're very happy, and I didn't make any personal friends, but I think we lost up the record and used up a half a day to give Bob a half a day chance to get more ready.
Yeah. But would they eat on you?
Oh, they were pretty mad about everything.
Yeah. Well, you mean they just like to give it, you know? They never like to take it up.
Well, they kind of got it, and I know my count was a gad. He said, "Oh God, you didn't make any friends. They'll kill you." And I said, "Well."
Who said this?
Oh, Jack Stemper, who was there from our legal office.
Yeah. This was after you finished?
Yeah, after finished. They had me there, and then when we got all through, they said, "Well, why don't you apologize? We wouldn't be here for 2 hours."
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make any comment.
I thought you did, and you let her.
That's what I told them.
What'd they say?
Well, then they, I don't know what they wanted after that. Then they didn't like it because I said that I thought that the full picture hadn't come out, and the way it's coming out, and the Defense Department's view of this whole thing, which was a matter of high defense policy, came out in a way that the public got a distorted view. Well, that started them off. I was making a record, and this is what making them wild, of course.
Yeah, yeah. When did they release your record?
Right away, it's being released.
How is it?
I read to them the story out of the Chicago Daily News by Jim McCartney, whom I talked to this morning, which began by saying that Senate investigators have made up their mind that this is a bad contract.
Yeah.
And then a quotation from an investigator who said, quote...
Yeah, about the planes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like that. I kept reading that as many times as I could.
What'd they say then? They denied they said that?
Well, they didn't even ask. They wouldn't ask, you know...
Was Jackson there?
With who? Every one of them was there. They were all there.
And Scoop, how's he defending his...
Oh, he was, you know, he was belting the hell out of me, saying I'd made many mistakes, and I, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then Munt finally said to me, "Well, you've been quoted as saying that you don't believe in telling the truth. Would this affect your testimony?" And then I said, "Senator, this is an insulting remark on your part. I have taken an oath." And he backed way away from it then.
Yeah.
You know, they were trying to give me the works there.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite an enjoyable day.
Yeah.
The record will be thoroughly confused, but we'll have a lot of things on the record that these guys will pick up, and that's what's bothering, really.
Yeah, yeah. When does Bob go up there?
I have not been back this morning.
How was McClellan?
He got pretty mad when I kept reading the Chicago Daily News thing. I didn't read it once. I think I read it 4 times.
Yeah, yeah.
This made him wild.
Okay, good, fine.
Okay.
Right on.